This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. And Dr. Brittany Case from Southern Cancer Center back in studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, last time you were in, we talked about the procedure of kind of what somebody goes through when they find, what did you say, lump, bump?
Lumps, bumps, or bleeding.
Lumps, bumps, or bleeding, right? No, but it stuck with me. And somebody has that issue and then how they go to their primary care physician, how they move through the process till they see y'all at Southern Cancer Center. Mm-hmm. So what happens after the confirmation of cancer? We come in, y'all know that we have cancer, we come see it, Southern Cancer. What happens next?
So what patients can expect on their first visit with us is, you know, we're going to go through some of the same questions they've probably already answered, you know, trying to get a sense of when this started, what your symptoms are, what's the most bothersome for you. And we want to get some history from the patient. So, you know, their past medical history, their past surgeries, what medications they're taking, those things kind of help us in, you know, identifying what treatment might be, you know, right for them. If a patient has a history of, you know, heart failure, for instance, there are certain drugs that we can't use as part of their treatment. So kind of get a sense of the patient, you know, in their medical history. Family history is also very important because we know there are, you know, some cancers that have, you know, a predisposition for running in families. And so getting a good family history is important as well. So, you know, we'll get some basic information from the patient. But, you know, ultimately, whenever they come see us, most of the time we already have a tissue diagnosis. And so we're able to tell the patient, you know, this is cancer and this is what type of cancer it is. Often we will have to order more imaging studies at that point to complete the staging workup. So, you know, a person has, say, a lung cancer, then we want to make sure that that hasn't moved from the lung to another organ. So we right. might get an MRI of your brain or order a PET scan. And so that's to really, you know, help us know exactly how extensive the disease is. And really that's kind of the first steps whenever you come in to our clinic is to complete that staging workup.
So you've got the staging workup, you've got the info. Then is there, I'm kind of picturing a meeting where you go, okay, this is what it is, and this is how we're going to win. This is how we're going
to
beat this.
Right. So I tell people to bring someone with them for their first visit with us because it's a lot of information for somebody. It can be very overwhelming. You know, even for patients who have a medical background, you know, the whole concept of cancer is foreign to a lot of people. And so, you know, sitting down and going over, you know, everything from diagnosis to prognosis to treatment options can be a lot for somebody to take in that first visit. And so I think it's important to always bring someone with you to kind of help you dissect that information and maybe
take notes
and ask questions. You know, a lot of times people are just sort of still shell-shocked by the diagnosis whenever they first get to our clinic. And so it's helpful to have somebody, you know, with you to kind of navigate at least for that first visit. And so, you know, we sit down and we always talk about staging, and everyone always wants to know, you know, well, what stage am I?
So you hear people talk about, okay, help us with that, Dr. Case, because I mean, people think stage whatever cancer.
So with, you know, the hematology type cancer, so lymphomas.
Which you told us
and
last time, like blood, right?
Right, exactly. So say, you know, like a leukemia, those aren't really staged the same way as you typically think about a solid tumor. So for, you know, a lung cancer or a breast cancer, really the staging that we use is called the TNM staging. And so the T in that stands for the tumor. So how big is the primary tumor itself? Okay. The N stands for nodes. So are there any lymph nodes that are involved and how many nodes? And then the M stands for metastasis. So has this moved from where it started to, you know, another organ, you know, somewhere else in the body?
Is that so that TNM is a score? I mean, I'm doing it a simplistic way,
it's like, and it's complicated even for us. So, you know, each tumor type is a little bit different. So, you know, a T1 may be, you know, a tumor that's 2 centimeters or less in this type of cancer. And it's different for all of the different types of cancer. So that we do have a cheat sheet. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
All this is not committed to memory.
Okay. So, but I mean, and that's a whole nother side. So like this kind of cancer, if the tumor is this size, it may make it less than normal or bigger, but another one that might be gigantic compared to.
That's right. So, you know, for each different cancer type, we, you know, refer to our T&M staging. And based on those, then we can say you're a stage 1, 2, 3, or 4. So in general, a stage 1 and 2 is, you know, earlier on in the disease process. You know, it's not a hard and fast rule, but in general, once you get to stage 3, it means that there are some lymph nodes that are involved. And stage 4 really means that the cancer has left the organ where it started and moved somewhere else. So, you know, if you have a colon cancer and on your imaging you see that you have spots in your liver, then, you know, we would call that a stage 4 colon because we know it has moved from the colon to the liver at that point.
Even though, now I may be asking the wrong question here, but even though it could be in the colon and in the liver by themselves, it might be a lower stage, but because it's migrated,
because we know in those instances that it started in the colon, and sometimes we'll do a biopsy, say, of the liver to make sure this mm-hmm. does look like a colon cancer that's moved to the liver. But yes, once it's, you know, once we see it, you know, light up on PET scan or show up on CT somewhere else in another organ, then we say, you know, this is a primary colon cancer that's now metastasized to the liver.
Now, just joining us, talking to Dr. Case with Southern Cancer Center and with different stages. That, by the way, that's the best education I've ever had on understanding the stages. Because, I mean, people do throw that out there.
Right.
And I guess they know stage 4 is the worst thing, but I had no idea what 1 and 2 and 3 meant.
Right. And really for patients, you know, stage 4 is really where things sort of change from, you know, we are trying to cure your cancer to we're, you know, doing more of a palliative approach. So, you know, we're trying to prolong your life, improve your quality of life. But really, our goals have to shift a little bit once we mm-hmm. have a stage 4 cancer. So we're very often not going for cure in those patients, but really trying to improve quality and quantity of life.
That's why what? Bumps and
and well, bleeding. That's bleeding. Right. You have to get it checked out.
No, it really, I mean, it galvanizes it hearing that. Also, what else do y'all need to know about, you know, our situation before the treatment begins? Like when we come in, you talked a little bit about that, but I guess all our medicines and family history.
Right. Medicines, right. Family history, and personal history. You know, we also need to know, you know, any chronic symptoms that you have. So if you're a diabetic and you have, you know, bad neuropathy or numbness mm-hmm. and tingling in your hands and feet from your diabetes, well, there are drugs, there are chemo drugs that we use that can make that much worse. And so, you know, we need to know any kind of chronic symptoms that you have that we might make worse with chemo. And so, you know, I also mentioned heart failure. You know, certainly if you're having, you know, swelling in your legs, shortness of breath, symptoms that might indicate that you have heart failure, you know, then we want to make sure that we check that out before we definitively decide on a treatment plan for you.
All right. Well, you've given us a big education and an eye opener. If we have any of these issues, to go see our primary physician and get this process started.
That's right. Because the quicker, you know, we certainly, you know, we have screenings for a reason. So, you know, I see patients all the time who had their screening colonoscopy done. You know, even if you're not having symptoms, it's really important to, you know, check in with your primary care physician.
Why are you looking at me?
You look suspect.
Yeah, possibly, yes.
So, you know, there are guidelines that we have for screening for malignancy. So that's why it's important, you know, to stay in touch with your primary care physician. Even if you're not having symptoms, you know, screening colonoscopies very often find early stage colon cancers that can be, you know, cured, you know, just with resection. There are, you know, mammogram, mm-hmm. you know, recommendations in place for a reason, because we find a lot of early stage breast cancers with mammogram. And, you know, those patients can often, you know, have you know, a surgery to remove those and, you know, then avoid having, you know, metastatic disease had you not had your screenings done.
Go early. Listen, you scared me straight on the screening, and I appreciate that so very much. And I appreciate you stopping by and talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Dr. Brittany Case with Southern Cancer Center, and we'll do it again soon, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, good deal.